Senate Democrats celebrate Kwanzaa, seven principles are especially meaningful this year. By Ashley Oliver on December 27, 2021. Several Senate Democrats extended Kwanzaa greetings on Sunday, the first day of the week-long post-Christmas holiday geared toward African Americans. Both of Virginia's Democrat senators expressed their Kwanzaa well wishes, and Senator Tim Kaine, in particular, elaborated on how he believes the holiday's seven principles are especially meaningful this year because they are being celebrated amid ongoing coronavirus challenges. Kwanzaa was created in 1966 by Black nationalist Maulana Karenga, an activist and professor who was convicted in 1971 of assaulting a woman and sentenced to prison. The woman had accused Karenga of beating and whipping her because, she said, Karenga thought she was trying to poison him, according to a report at the time by the Los Angeles Times. Karenga is also known for having co-founded U.S., a Black nationalist group that opposed the Black Panthers and had, at one point, violent encounters with him, as noted in Jacobin magazine. Breitbart News's Jill Polak reported of Kwanzaa and Karenga's activism. Critics often describe Kwanzaa as a fake holiday. Even some on the left have trouble with the holiday, noting Karenga's past activities to oppose the Black Panther movement through a rival organization allegedly backed by the FBI. In New Jersey, Senator Bob Menendez, D., pointed out that the first principle of Kwanzaa, unity, is a fitting reminder for all of us in these trying times. The Garden State's junior senator, Senator Cory Booker, D., conveyed that he is observing Kwanzaa by taking time to reflect on its principles. Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, a longtime pastor whose controversial and racially charged sermons, speeches, and writings surfaced during his Senate bid in 2020, posted a hashtag Happy Kwanzaa message online in honor of the secular holiday. Senator Chris Coons, DITA, described the non-religious holiday as sacred. Other Senate Democrats acknowledging the cultural celebration included New Hampshire's Senators Jean Shaheen and Maggie Hassan, who is running for re-election in the Granite State in what is anticipated to be a tight Senate contest next year. Happy Kwanzaa to all who are celebrating in New Hampshire and across the country, Hassan wrote on social media. In Michigan, Senators Gary Peters, D., and Debbie Stabenow, D., also gave Kwanzaa greetings. Other Senate Democrats. Senate Republicans, including the sole Black GOP member, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, declined to recognize the holiday. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.